Today we'll be doing Sifei. The Shulchan Aruch tells us Avil biyom rishon aser lehaniach tefillin mikan veilach chayav afilu bo panim chadashos. An Avil on the first day of Avilus is not allowed to wear tefillin, but after the first day he's chayav to wear tefillin even if a new face shows up, someone is coming to be menachem Avil that wasn't there at the time of the levaya. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us biyom rishon perush afilu bayom shenikbar she'inu yom hamisa, even on the day where the mace was buried, even if it doesn't coincide with the day of death. Kevan shehu yom rishon la Avilus vela menachem, since it was the first day of Avilus and where people were coming to be Menachem Avel, v'alken afilu im nikbar b'alayla lo yanihech tefillin b'yom. Therefore, even if the body was buried the night before, he doesn't wear tefillin that next morning. Aval im meso nikbar b'chol ha'moed, v'yanihech tefillin b'chol ha'moed. If the body was buried on chol ha'moed, then he would wear tefillin on chol ha'moed. V'hapri megadim b'simen ha'alaf mefak v'ik b'zeh, v'mikol mokom yomarhu lo hayom harishon. Primagadim is mistopic about this because it's still that first day of Avilus is very, very depressing. And also you have to be careful not to make a bracha if you're putting tefillin on Chol HaMoed if it's Yom Rishon of Avilus. Anyway, many people have the minhag not to make a bracha on tefillin on Chol HaMoed in general, which again is not specifically related to this topic. Or even if it's after Yontif is over, even if it's the first day of Avilus, but he already had Nichum Avilim done on Chol HaMoed, therefore he would still be chayav to put on tefillin. If let's say the body was buried on Yontif Sheni, then he would also put on tefillin on Isru Chag. The Yontif Sheni Ola Leminyan Shiva, the Yom Shachar Amod Yichashiv LeSheni, because Yontif Sheni counts as the first day of Shiva, and the day afterwards Isru Chag is going to be day number two. V'chenim Shama Shmua Krova Dahino B'soch Shloshem Afilu B'Yom Shloshem Atzmo Gam Kein Dino Kiyom Akvura V'lachen Afilu Im Shama Balayla Lo Yaniach Tefillin B'Yom Afilu Balu Shmua Krova K'Shekvar Hiniach Tefillin V'Hischil V'Hispalel Cholzan. You hear what's called a Shmua Krova, meaning that you hear about a person's death within 30 days. Of the death, even if you heard about it the night before, you would not put tefillin on the next day. And even if you already are wearing tefillin in the middle of davening, you have to remove your tefillin once you heard that a person died, if it was within 30 days. However, if you're a shmua rechoka, meaning it's been more than 30 days since the person died, and you're only first hearing about it now, so the halacha is you don't have to take your tefillin off. You could even put your tefillin on. In most cases, you just have to take your shoes off because of avelos. But if the news is going to make you really, really upset, it's going to make you cry, and you're not going to focus on your davening, then obviously you should take off your tefillin. Aser the tefillin nekran pe'er ba pasuk va'avel ma'ulo ba'ifer ve'in noel lasis pe'er tachas sefer. The reason why an avel of specifically biyom rishon is not allowed to wear tefillin is because tefillin are referred to in sefer yecheskel as pe'er, something which glorifies you, and an avel is a person who's ma'ulo ba'ifer. He's literally rolling around in the ashes in the dirt. It's not appropriate to put pe'er tachas efer, to put something glorified like tefillin in place of ashes. The primary bitterness and sadness that's associated with avilus is always on the first day. The Mishnah Berurah says that it sounds like you're chayav right away to put the tefillin on once that first day is over. Other posts can say that for the second day you should refrain from putting your tefillin on until after an etzah ham. Panim chadashos lenachem. Also, even if new people are coming to be menachem avel, umashma demeniach lecharchila. It sounds like you could put tefillin on even lecharchila. Avol ha'acharon amaski dein lehaniach b'fneim tefillin at sheilchulam el din cholitzim heniach kodem shabo panim chadashos. However, the posts can say that lecharchila it's not appropriate to put your tefillin on when new people are coming to be menachem avel. You should wait for them to leave and then put your tefillin on. If you're already wearing the tefillin when they come in, then you don't have to take it off. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with Sivav tomorrow.